At Stanford University yesterday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson announced a new strategy for U.S. troops in Syria. That country's been battling a brutal civil war for the last 6+ years. Tillerson says peace will only come to Syria through diplomatic means and when the country's Syrian President Bashar al-Assad steps aside. He called for patience and an open-ended U.S. military presence to fight terrorist group resurgence. Most of all, Tillerson said this would keep Iran from further influence in Syria and the region. So what does this new policy mean for international relations? For that, we're joined by Rena Khoury in the Department of Political Science at Northwestern University.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. So what do you make of what the Secretary of State said? It sounds a little bit inconsistent with what we've seen so far.
Well, his two primary goals seem to be to emphasize that the U.S. is going to be playing a continued military role in Syria and a diplomatic role. As a military role, this is the first time a senior Trump administration official pledges to keep U.S. troops beyond the time of the battle. In late last year, we saw that U.S.-backed troops in Syria did manage to push ICE, the Islamic State, out of most of Raqqa and other areas of northeast Syria. And this is the first time we're hearing that they're going to be sticking around for a while. He also emphasized that the U.S. is going to be playing a diplomatic role by supporting this UN-led political process. And that was a little more vague. I think the UN-led political process has been going on for a few years now, and the U.S. has played somewhat of an observer role more than anything else in this, and it's not clear how that's going to change.
Right, and of course, this affects other countries as well. How do you think this will roil tensions between Turkey and Russia?
Well, actually, this is coming at the end of a week that saw a lot of increased tensions between Turkey and the U.S. in particular. There were media reports earlier this week that the U.S. was going to be supporting the creation of a 30,000-strong border force in northern Syria. And this was to be composed in large portion by Kurdish forces under the YPG. And so the Turks did not react to this well at all. The Turkish president, Erdogan, said that this was a terror army and that they were not going to stand for it. And if the U.S. took this route, it was going to be irrevocably damage relations with the United States. And Turkey wasn't the only country to be unhappy with these reports of the border force. Iran and Russia and, of course, Syria were also expressed their discontent with this news. So none of this came up in Tillerson's speech at Stanford yesterday. He suggested that the U.S. was hearing the concerns of Turkey and that they didn't want poor relations with a NATO ally. He didn't address the border force in the speech that he gave, but he did in an interview afterwards say that that was misreported or misportrayed. So this actually seemed more like an effort to ease tensions that have been building as Turkey has been sending more of its military to the border in reaction.
Now, Rena, President Assad is considered to be one of the most brutal leaders of any country in the world. What sort of reaction do you think he would be giving in private to what Rex Tillerson said?
Well, I think certainly Assad would be unhappy to hear that the U.S. has plans to stay militarily. There have been reports that the U.S. is building bases in Syria. How permanent those would be is a big question mark because certainly, you know, they wouldn't be welcomed by the Syrian government. And I think that already there's so many countries involved in Syria, and while Assad, you know, condemns the U.S. role, we certainly know that he's been backed in heavily by Russia and Iran as well. And so increasing these tensions with Russia and Iran also seem to bode ill for what's to come by saying that we're here to stay for a while.
And Rena, real quickly, do you expect after this that the U.N. would monitor a new presidential election in Syria?
This is the idea. This has been the idea of behind the UN Security Council Resolution 2254, which was passed back in December 2015, which calls for elections and constitutional changes. And this is what Secretary Tillerson was saying that the U.S. is going to be pushing for as well. There have been 8 rounds of negotiations in Geneva so far. The most recent one in December collapsed because, once again, the Syrian government and its opposition could not meet based on very basic assumptions that they were coming into, and they still have yet to meet face-to-face. The UN envoy for special envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, he did just yesterday, I believe, call for meetings in Vienna next week. So maybe Tillerson's push to support this process would be helping out in facilitating those talks next week in Vienna. But it's unclear whether they will be more successful than the years of talks so far.
Rena Khoury of the Department of Political Science at Northwestern University, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.